With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. The U.S. Senate Monday confirmed Sonny Perdue as Secretary of the United States Department of Agriculture. USDA oversees ag and forest policies directly affecting rural states like Montana. The Montana Farm Bureau Federation's Chelsea Cargill says farmers are particularly interested in expanding to new markets. She says the Farm Bureau Federation hopes Secretary Perdue will implement programs to help them do that.
Trade is something that's very important to agriculture in Montana. So access to new markets and an emphasis on making decisions that protect agriculture and, you know, the livelihood of farmers and ranchers from, you know, regulatory burden is something we really hope he puts an emphasis on.
Cargill's counterpart at the Great Falls-based Montana Farmers Union, Lindsay Bruno, agrees that good trade policy is key for Montana ag. The Farmers Union opposed the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Because we felt like it was not fair trade in terms of the currency manipulation we were uneasy about. And we were kind of the only farm organization that was against that trade policy. And so we are very encouraged President Trump and the administration is looking for ways to even the playing field in terms of international trade.
Montana wheat farmers, already staring down the barrel of low wheat prices, are also rankled that Canada automatically downgrades the value of their wheat once it crosses the northern border. Again, Lindsay Bruno of the Montana Farmers Union.
When wheat is imported into our country from Canada, we do pay a fair amount. We don't downgrade it. And so we just are looking for a more level playing field. And so that's something that we've advocated for and something that we're hopeful the administration will stay on top of and will support.
USDA oversees 29 federal agencies, including the U.S. Forest Service. Its northern region, Region 1, manages 25 million acres of national forests and national grasslands in northern Idaho, Montana, and North Dakota. In 2014, Secretary Perdue wrote an article in the conservative National Review expressing skepticism that climate change is connected to extreme weather events. The Sierra Club's Ethan Manuel says climate change presents a direct threat to the nation's forests.
We're nervous that he will increase the cut on our federal lands and that he won't manage our nation's forests for climate change. And that the climate denial thing is a real red flag for us, not just at USDA, but this cabinet is full of people who deny that climate change is real, and we're nervous about those consequences.
I am not as concerned as maybe others are.
Julia Altimus is the executive director of the Montana Wood Products Association.
Climates change. They always do. That's a given. They've changed over the course of our history, and they will change again. We've had a very wet winter, a very wet spring. So how do we incorporate sound science into active management? Again, it will be a learning curve for him, and very key as to who he puts in those positions.
As the always contentious forest policy debates rage, Congress and the Agriculture Department are gearing up for another big policy showdown. Again, here's the Montana Farm Bureau Federation's Chelsea Cargill.
We're preparing to discuss another farm bill, so that's going to put the Department of Agriculture once again pretty well back in the spotlight in Congress.
The farm bill is a multi-year law that oversees an array of agricultural and food programs. Cargill says the Farm Bureau Federation will work to ensure USDA under Sonny Perdue will be
making sure that risk programs, the crop insurance, as well as any drought or natural disaster relief programs are still a negotiated part of the deal and something that is available to those growers should they need it at some point in the future.
Sonny Perdue replaces Tom Vilsack, who led USDA under President Obama and was his longest-serving cabinet secretary. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.